Rising tensions. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russia appears poised to invade Ukraine any day now.
The threat of war still hangs heavy over Ukraine despite an hour-long phone call. It was between President Biden and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. A senior administration official says the call was professional but changed nothing. Russia's military continues to move closer into positions around Ukraine. It has troops with advanced weaponry on three sides of its neighbor. Fox News sources tell us an invasion could start as early as Wednesday.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Truckers in Canada against COVID-19 vaccine mandates are backing out, but the protests aren't over yet.
The crowds continue to grow, which was expected through the weekend. At some point, though, the Canadian authorities have said that they're going to stop asking these truckers and demonstrators to move, and they're going to have to just come in there and figure it out in a way to push them out, since they're blocking down all of the areas in front of Parliament. Around 400 trucks still parked right here in the middle of the city.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. In Afghanistan, demonstrators are protesting President Biden's order to free up $3.5 billion in Afghan assets for the families of 9/11 victims. The president is also taking about $3.5 billion to put into a UN trust fund to help humanitarian efforts in Afghanistan. A shooting outside a Los Angeles restaurant after a pop star's exclusive concert.
The restaurant hosting a party following a Justin Bieber concert. Police say four people in total were shot and wounded, including rapper Kodak Black. The shooting followed a fight with an unknown suspect. Bieber's private concert was held in West Hollywood as part of a Super Bowl-themed weekend party dubbed Homecoming Weekend. Guests included Jeff Bezos, his girlfriend, TV host Lauren Sanchez, Hamilton actor Anthony Ramos, and NFL Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez.
Fox's Ted Lindner. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Security is tight for tonight's Super Bowl matchup.
It is toasty out here, but a lot of people are liking it. And as for security, yes, it is definitely ramped up. Some 40 federal, state, and local agencies are providing different forms of security throughout the city, including helicopter surveillance patrols. They say monitoring activity with the aerial view is critical to their security efforts. FBI officials showed me their counterterrorism operations center in Los Angeles. They say it's all hands on deck there to make sure everything stays safe. They're responsible for the primary intelligence gathering, monitoring social media, and following up with command posts. I'm told they're not aware of any credible threats at this time, but things could get busy.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A woman in Chicago was the victim of a carjacking for the second time. The 19-year-old was drinking coffee in a parked car when an armed stranger began banging on the window demanding the car. Last month, Chicago police received 70 carjacking reports. Australia raises the alarm about an endangered furry friend.
Australia says it's listing koalas as endangered along much of its east coast.
Every Australian loves this extraordinary marsupial.
Environment Minister Susan Lee says the animals have been struggling for years from deforestation, climate change, and disease.
We estimate that up to 50% of our populations have chlamydia, so that's a real pressure.
She insisted the country's federal government is taking action to protect habitats. Environmental groups have welcomed the listing, but say it should have happened sooner. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A rocket on a collision course with the moon reportedly belongs to a spacecraft launched by China in 2014. The rocket could create a crater about 65 feet in diameter. Earlier reports incorrectly suggested the rocket was a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that launched in 2015. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.